faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman! Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Superman's life hangs in the balance as Batman and Robin fight a battle of wits with the Man of Steel's enemy, cunning, crooked George Latimer.
Say, just wait till you girls hear about the beautiful bracelet you can get along with 12 bright silvery charms.
Yes, that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep, actually offers you a slick-looking charm bracelet with 12 fascinating charms to dangle from it.
The kind of charm bracelets you've seen the high school crowd wear. A delicate-looking bracelet with strong silvery links to show off Pep's terrific collection of charms.
Wait till your friends see that Scotty dog charm, for instance, jingling on your wrist. He looks so real you can almost see his tail wag, and he's actually got a cold nose.
And you'll go for the little telephone charm, complete with a dial, and the tiny clock, and the piano. And you can order any or all of the 12.
Just try and match this terrific offer, the kind of bracelet and charms you've always wanted.
Now then, here's how you get your bracelet. Just send in a Pep box top and 10 cents.
And for each of the charms you'd like, you also send one Pep box top and one dime, plus the names of the charms you want, like the Scotty dog or the telephone. With it, you'll get a printed slip with pictures of all 12 charms on it for future orders.
Just remember, for each charm you order, send one Pep box top and one dime. And for the charm bracelet, you also send one Pep box top and a dime.
Print your name and address clearly and send to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. Did you get that? Send to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan.
Now the adventures of Superman.
Aware that Big George Latimer, a dishonest politician, has secured possession of a piece of kryptonite, a strange metallic substance which robs Superman of all his strength when he comes within 10 feet of it, Batman and Robin suspected that Superman, who has disappeared, had been exposed to the weakening power of the kryptonite by Latimer, and then spirited away. As we learned Friday, this is exactly what happened. And as Batman and Robin raced towards Latimer's house, hoping to trail him to wherever Superman was being held prisoner, Latimer said to Blake, his secretary,
"There must be a way to put an end to Superman. And I'm going to find that way tonight."
As we continue now, Batman, with Robin beside him in their powerful bat-shaped car, is speeding up a dark, tree-lined street in Metropolis Heights, at the end of which, just ahead, is Big George Latimer's palatial, high-walled estate. Suddenly, Batman calls out,
"Hang on, Robin.
Oh, talk about stopping on a dime.
Snap up the lights, quick. I'll kill the motor."
"Okay, what gives?"
"Look, coming out of Latimer's driveway."
"Uh-oh, a station wagon."
"Duck down low. We don't want to be seen."
"Check."
"Oh, never mind. It's turning up the side road."
"Can you see who's in it?"
"I could see two men. One of them was Latimer."
"Oh, looks like we got here just in time."
"On the nose."
"Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get after them."
"Better give them a head start. I don't want them to know we're trailing them."
"But we'll lose them."
"Don't you worry. Okay, now we can go."
"It's about time." "Turn right here."
"I know."
"There they are, up ahead. They're turning left."
"Huh? That's the highway."
"Come on, step on it."
"Relax, sonny boy."
"Relax? It's 2:30 in the morning. Latimer isn't going out to buy a sandwich."
"I know."
"He might be heading for wherever they've got Superman."
"That's what I'm hoping."
"Oh, now what?"
"The highway. Stop at highways and stay alive."
"Oh."
"All clear."
"There they go."
"I see them. Say, what's the matter with you, Robin? You're hopping around like a flea on a hot griddle."
"I guess I got the jitters. I keep remembering what you said."
"About what?"
"About Superman. You said he told you there was one way he could be killed."
"That's right, but I told..."
"And you figured Latimer would try to finish him off now. Because while Superman's alive, Latimer and his dirty schemes are in danger.
I also told you it takes brains to discover the one way in which Superman can be finished. Which is where Latimer comes in and why we're trailing him. I'm counting on him to lead us to Superman. Then we take over, savvy?
Yeah, I just hope Latimer is leading us to Superman.
My hunch says he is. Uh-oh. Oh, they're turning off into Mill Road. That's not so good.
What do you mean?
Mill Road winds like a snake. And the moon won't help us either. Too many trees. Well, we'll have to use our lights.
Oh, won't they spot us?
We'll have to take that chance. Look, Robin, you handle the lights. Switch them on only for the turns, then off again. And just use the dimmers.
Okay, give me the word when you want them.
Right. Hang on, they're speeding up, and we're going with them.
Mr. Latimer, wake up.
I'm awake. I was just thinking. What is it, Blake?
Well, I'm not sure, but I think a car's following us.
What? I don't see any car.
I think it's running without lights.
Without lights? On this corkscrew road?
Well, every few minutes I seem to see a pair of dim lights in the rear vision mirror. They stay on a couple of seconds, then go out again.
Could be fireflies.
Yes, I suppose so. But look, there they go again.
Where? Oh, yes, I see them. Pretty far back and very dim. Can't be sure if they're car lights or not. They're gone now.
Well, that's the way they've been acting, on and off, every little while. Do you suppose the police could be trailing us?
Police? No. Victor Henderson almost bit Batman's head off tonight when Batman made him search my house for Superman and the kryptonite. I rubbed it into Henderson, made him feel like a fool. It won't bother me again.
What about Batman or Robin? They know Superman was in your house earlier this evening and that you've got the kryptonite.
They left with Henderson. They weren't around when we pulled out.
They're clever, though.
No, watch that turn the road.
There are those lights behind us again.
Uh-huh. Gone now.
I think it's a car and it's following us. Just using lights when they have to so we won't notice.
You're going to find out.
Do you want me to stop?
No, keep going. Slow down a little.
Okay. Now what?
Keep going. I'll tell you what to do. Now, the ditch is pretty shallow here. Pull off the road and park behind those high bushes.
Yes, sir.
A little further in, Blake, so we won't be seen from the road. That does it. Stop and cut your engine. Now, turn off the lights.
Yes, sir.
Good. Sit tight now. That's a car behind us. It'll be along in a moment.
I hear a car, Mr. Latimer.
So do I.
We should have cut our lights before we went off the road. They might have seen us.
They couldn't. We're back behind that turn. They go their lights for the turn on the road.
Yeah.
That's why they winked on and off. They were just using them on the curbs.
That's what I
Hold
figured.
It. Coming around the curb now. Keep low now. Let them pass. Did you notice the strange shape of that car, Blake?
No, sir. I couldn't see much in the dark.
Looked like the Batmobile.
What's that?
Batman and Robin's special car, shaped like a bat. Start the motor and get back on the road.
But, Mr. Latimer...
Do as I say.
Yes, sir.
Turn around. Head back to the highway. Pick up the river road and go out to the old mill that way. It's longer, but we lose Batman and Robin. By the time they realize we're not ahead of them and turn back, we'll be at the highway. Step in it, Blake. Give it all she's got.
Yes, sir.
Another hairpin curve. Lights, Robin.
Coming up. Is the station wagon still in front of us?
I've seen it for a couple of minutes. Road curves too much. Okay, dodge the glimpse.
Check. The trees are thinning out. You see the moon? We won't need the lights now, I don't think.
Well, that's a break. We're getting a straight stretch of road for a change, too. We can be able... Hey, what the...
What's up?
I can't see Latimer's station wagon.
What? Hey, neither can I. Step on it. They must have gained on us.
No, no.
What are you stopping for?
The road's straight for at least 2 miles. Then it angles up that tall hill in full view, see? The moon's shining on it, but no station wagon.
Oh, jeepers, they couldn't have topped that long hill in the couple of minutes they were out of sight.
Well, they must have spotted our lights. pulled off the road until we went by, then doubled back to the highway.
Oh, and we fell for it. Are we dumb?
Take it easy. We're not licked yet. Wait till I turn around.
We don't know where they went.
Well, they were headed north on this road. My hunch is they went back to the highway, figuring to pick up the next road north. That would be River Road. Now I'm going to open this wagon up. Hang on and keep your fingers crossed.
Pressing the accelerator down to the floor, Batman sends his powerful car hurtling back over the twisting road in pursuit of Big George Latimer. Will he overtake him, or has the wily politician eluded him? We'll be back in a moment to find out, so keep listening.
Hold everything. Here's more about that slick-looking bracelet you girls can get and the 12 bright silvery charms, all offered to you by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
How would you like a silvery little trolley car dangling from your wrist? A trolley car charm. Why, that trolley car looks so real you can almost hear it clanging along the tracks. And there's a keen-looking football charm and a little cuckoo clock with a pendulum.
12 out-and-out terrific charms in all, each one bound to make a colossal hit with your friends. Listen to them tinkle and jingle as you move.
And the bracelet itself is all bright and silvery and adjustable to fit your wrist. The catch holds firm and the links are strong. Just the kind of bracelet you've always wanted to own. The kind of real costume jewelry the high school crowd loves.
You'll be a real sensation with your beautiful charm bracelet and 12 silvery charms flashing and dangling on your bracelet.
And here's all you do to get in on this terrific Pep offer. For your bracelet, just send in a Pep box top and 10 cents. That's one dime and a box top from Kellogg's Pep for the bracelet.
And for each of the charms you order, you also send a dime and one Pep box top plus the names of the charms you want. Say you start by sending for just the trolley car or the football. When it comes, you'll also receive a printed slip with the names and pictures of all 12 charms on it for future orders.
Just remember, for each charm you order, send one Pep box top and one dime. And for the bracelet, you also send a Pep box top and a dime.
Print your name and address clearly and send to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. Better jot down that address. It's Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Having doubled back to the highway in their station wagon, Blake, at the command of Big George Latimer, followed the highway for 2 miles and is now headed north once more on River Road, a dark, narrow thoroughfare which follows a tall bluff high above the river.
I guess we gave them the slip all right, Blake.
Yes, sir. And I don't mind saying I'm relieved, Mr. Latimer.
Brains can always win over brawn. I've proved it with Superman. We'll be at the old mill in an hour.
Good heavens.
What's the matter?
They're following us again.
What? You mean...
Batman and Robin, they're just topping that hill behind us. They're running without lights again, but you can make out their bat-shaped car in the moonlight.
Bastard, you're right.
Well, what do we do now, sir?
Let me think.
I don't like this.
Quiet.
Look, Blake. Isn't Bill Anderson's farm near here?
Yes, sir. About a mile or so back from the road. Why?
I've got an idea. Listen now. As soon as you round that next turn by the trees, stop. I'm going to get Batman and Robin off my trail for good.
Ominously, Big George Latimer directs Blake to stop the station wagon beyond a tree-hidden curve in the road and leave the car, preparing a trap which he says will remove Batman and Robin from his trail for good. What is the trap Latimer is setting? And will Batman and Robin step into it? Superman's life may depend on the result of the next few minutes. So don't miss hearing tomorrow's exciting episode. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.